strategic resources in COVID-19 and invite Councillor Hutchinson to introduce the recovery plan report, which is at paper B. Pass to you, Councillor Hutchinson.
Thank you, Leader. This is the first of what will be a series of reports on issues that we have to face as we move through the COVID-19 emergency and hopefully to better times beyond. Firstly, can I say that I'm really grateful for the huge amount of work that has been done by officers in pulling this report together and the help I've had from my colleague, Councillor Steve Hastings, because we have been working on this issue now for several weeks. The report itself will be familiar to Cabinet members. You've all had the papers a week or so ago. It runs into around 30 pages and covers a very broad spectrum, because our recovery plan has to encompass every element of the life of the island. That is to say, it's community life, it's social life, it's economic well-being, and also our relationship with government, which has financed enormously the amount of money that has gone towards supporting businesses, particularly in the early days of the COVID emergency. The reporters, colleagues will know, was carefully considered at some length by the scrutiny committee, and we have taken on board the recommendations from that committee, which were primarily overall support, but to say, could we have a greater emphasis on having an economic representative on the recovery team. That is already referred to in the plan, but we are happy to look at what we do. I would like to move straight to our recommendation at the end of the report, which is firstly that obviously members agree the overall content, but set out at page B10 in paragraph 64 and 65 that we now seek partner views on this first iteration of the plan, and that we will revise and update it as things change. But at the moment we are looking to revise it probably once a quarter, but if circumstances change rapidly, as they appear to do with this pandemic, we will do so more frequently. So that is option one. And then option two, because we want not just Cabinet to be involved with the approvals of what we do, but our Health and Wellbeing Board, because the oversight of all of this, at least in its early phases, must be to keep everyone safe and healthy whilst we progress the economic recovery. So I would propose to colleagues that we accept the recommendations, option one at paragraph 64 and option two at paragraph 65, and I seek a seconder for that recommendation.
I see Councillor Hastings' hand, so I'm happy for him to be recorded as the seconder. He may wish to speak. Can I just highlight the element you referred to, Councillor Hutchinson, where people really following the papers, it's B12. As Chair of the Health and Wellbeing Board, I think it's a very appropriate thing that we should have that oversight, which enables us to continue to look at the health and well-being across the island, be it rural, be it town. Can I also highlight that the proposal that you mentioned to include the Economic Development Board as a member of the Health and Wellbeing Board, I have today spoken with the chair of that board. He's very pleased to be able to do that and bring his enormous experience from an economic perspective, which, as you rightly say, was a highlight point from Scrutiny, who otherwise thought how comprehensive this report was, and the principles contained in it were evidence-based and set out in a clear action plan, and so I'm grateful for that. Does any other member wish to speak to the paper, Councillor Hastings?
Thank you, Leader. Yeah, just very briefly, just as I was involved in this on the weekly basis with Councillor Hutchinson, I just want to say how impressed I've been with officers, as each week we get a new section come forward to put this report together, and it's just been very impressive. We're considering we're in an unprecedented situation with COVID-19, which is still ongoing, of course, so therefore it will be a movable document, but it's just been very impressive to see it come together as it has, and therefore I'm absolutely happy to second it. Thank you, Leader.
Thank you. Well, on that basis, it's been presented and seconded. I think I'll go to the vote from members. So Councillor Ward. I can't hear you. If you can wave your hand up as four as well. So you're there, four. You Councillor Abraham. Four. Thank you. Councillor Mosdall.
Four.
Thank you. Councillor Whittle.
Four.
Thank you. Councillor Tindall.
Four.
Thank you. Councillor Brading.
Four.
Thank you. Councillor Peace.
Four.
Thank you. Councillor Hastings.
Four.
Councillor Hutchinson.
Well, goes without saying
and I'm four as well, so that's unanimous. Thank you very much to everybody. I have to say it's a very comprehensive document, and reflects the standards that we want. That's good. Councillor Hutchinson, I'm now going to invite you to introduce the call.